the 5 second rule. Do I have to explain it in 5 seconds?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It must have something to do with how long you're supposed to swish around those high energy drinks before you swallow them down.
It's how long you can drop something on the floor before you have to eat, before the bacteria can get on it. No, I don't follow the 5 second rule. I can go way longer.
Sometimes 10 seconds. Actually, if the floor is really, really clean, a minute, 2 minutes.
I'm a practitioner of the 30 second and rinse it under the sink rule.
The most recent ground food that I have eaten, that would probably be a bite of pancake that I dropped last night. I had breakfast for dinner.
A carrot.
The banana my daughter dropped on the hotel room floor.
Cheerios.
A cracker. Got it before my dog did.
Yesterday I dropped an antacid on the floor. And in fact, I did the 5 second rule. I counted to five. But I know better. Most people don't think about bacteria. I think about it all the time. My name is Dr. Michael Minnick, and I am a professor of microbiology. Within touching the floor, you've probably touched 100,000 bacteria or more. Nothing's ever going to grow on a potato chip or a cracker. It's just too dry. So if you dropped that non-hospitable medium on the floor and picked it up within 5 seconds, you're okay. If you are talking about something in the moisture, be like a little magnet because it's wet. Gloop. Grabs onto the banana.
Banana.
And then you pop that in your mouth. Forget it.
I ate it. Well, I think in general we shouldn't be wasting our food. So whatever we can do to not waste food is a friend of mine.
A little bit of germs is good for you. It builds immunities and the like.
We're just so freaked out in this country about germs. And the chemicals that we use to kill germs are far worse for us than the germs.
You can't get away from bacteria. So even if it's not on the floor, you got bacteria in your coffee cup. You got them all over your skin. You can't get away from it. So don't worry about it. Just eat, wash your hands, and be happy.